The price of Bitcoin is soaring after the electric car maker Tesla disclosed a $1.5 billion investment in the cryptocurrency. Tesla CEO Elon Musk also signaled the company could start accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment for its cars. Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
How are you?
I'm well. Tesla's purchase of Bitcoin is one of the largest we've seen from a public company, and the decision to buy a lot of digital currency can be risky. Help us explain why.
Yeah, this is a volatility tag team. Tesla, as you know, it's one of the most talked about tech stocks. It has legions of fanboys. Ditto Bitcoin. Both have had monster runs. And so I see this kind of headline, and I'm reminded, Callum, of the frenzied ticket sales after a huge, you know, rock tour is announced. If you remember the late 80s, Monsters of Rock, Van Halen and the Scorpions, one night only. And then you see billions in market cap added.
Good comparison. You know, this disclosure comes as Tesla has been reporting what I'd call a mixed financial status. I mean, the company posted its first full year of net profit in 2020, but much of that revenue comes not from selling cars, but from selling emissions credits to other automakers. And some of those rivals are competing harder in the electric vehicle market. So what's the upside that Tesla sees by betting on Bitcoin?
Well, while the trade is working, for what it's worth, Tesla is also looked at as a Bitcoin play. It's not betting the ranch, though. $1.5 billion isn't much for a company valued at $815 billion. It has about $20 billion in cash. Still, critics can call it another distraction for Elon Musk, who, after all, has his head in rockets and solar, you know, Twitter spats. Tesla skeptics believe he should stick to the knitting of selling mass market electric vehicles and looking for profitability. Musk is worth $180 billion. He has 46 million Twitter followers. You know, that can kind of get to your head.
And he's very active on social media, and that's where he's been sharing his rosy outlook, I guess you could call it, for Bitcoin. In fact, he says the cryptocurrency is on the verge of becoming mainstream, like more like an actual currency that you can use to buy things. I mean, right now, Overstock.com is one of the few companies that already accepts Bitcoin as a direct payment. So what could Bitcoin's growing legitimacy, if that is where we're headed, mean for regulators, Robin?
Regulators haven't fully grasped the implications. You know, it's hard enough to explain Bitcoin to someone in 30 seconds, and too many people just see the gangbuster gains and chase the Bitcoin trade. It isn't controlled by a single treasury or economy or central bank. It is anonymous, and it can't be frozen like a bank account, and so in some respects, it's ideal for the black market and money laundering. Another thing to ponder here is Elon Musk now has Warren Buffett-like clout in the market. He has touted Etsy and the maker of a cyberpunk game, and the stock soared. So how much is Tesla now corporately on the hook for his opinions, his market-moving opinions?
Well, and besides that and Bitcoin, he also sent the value of another cryptocurrency called Dogecoin skyrocketing after tweeting about it. And some economists are worried that the rise of cryptocurrencies could be kind of a bubble driven by people on the internet. I mean, the value of the dollar fluctuates a little bit, Robin, but nothing like the volatility of these cryptocurrencies. So in the moment we have, what should everyday investors be thinking about if they're considering one of these cryptocurrencies?
Ask yourself, can you truly understand the underlying value proposition of these newfangled currencies? How much of that is already reflected in the price versus speculation? Can you handle the huge plunges we've seen in Bitcoin? That's uncharacteristic for a currency to get cut in half or to surge eightfold. So buyer, speculator, beware.
All right. Thanks for the tip. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure.
Thanks.